Welcome back to the Jukebox. We now head to the extraordinary part of our musical library. The ability to get together and create sound in unison has been a long tradition of musical life in local communities all throughout our beautiful province. And the Edison Singers are a perfect example of a recent ensemble, an all-professional chamber choir, which is now praised as one of the finest chamber choirs in Canada that makes significant contributions. It's my pleasure to welcome the founder back to our afternoon show here, Dr. Noel Edison, who will share an upcoming program called Seven Last Words coming up March 29th. That's Good Friday. Dr. Edison, welcome back to the Jukebox. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you, Daniel. Thank you for having me back. And please call me Noel.
Noel, okay. Yes, it's Holy Week, and you have a very, very emotive, very powerful program coming up in time for Good Friday. That's 7 p.m. March 29th in Guelph, Basilica of Our Lady Immaculate. Runs approximately 75 minutes with a brief break, and you are programming works that combine ancient and modern sounds into one binding theme. Tell us a little bit about how this came about and some of the music you'll be playing.
Yeah, this time of year is a busy time for choirs, just like Christmas is.
Yeah.
These are the two sort of occasions that there's been a lot of music written for the choral medium.
Yes.
We're starting off with a somewhat modern-day Allegri Miserere written by John Saunders called The Reproaches. And this text he uses from the Good Friday Reproaches text.
Okay.
And it's very haunting. It's very romantic. It's very lush. And it just sets the mood beautifully. And then we follow that with the haunting, beautiful, stunning 16th-century Allegri Miserere with the high Cs.
Oh, yes.
Now, this is all being done in the big basilica in Guelph, which is that big, huge church that overpowers the town. It's stunning, stunning.
Oh, it makes an impression. Yes, perfect acoustics for this music.
This music needs that acoustical ring. So that's from the back gallery. And then we go to the front with the orchestra, and we're going to do the Macmillan Seven Last Words from the Cross.
When did he write that?
Oh, gosh, in 1993 or 4, somewhere in
Okay.
there. It's a remarkable work. I'm always flustered about how to explain it because
Yeah.
it, first of all, is a journey of the death of human being and all the
Right.
pain that's inflicted upon that. And that is based on sort of the seven last utterances of Jesus on the cross. And he has the
Right.
seven different movements. And he has a compelling mix with the strings and the choir. They sort of mold together in like a single instrument. And with a gripping cross section of very different styles, James is influenced by a Baroque, medieval.
Well, I was going to say, James Macmillan, his Scottish roots, of course. I think he was born in the 1959, but
Yeah.
he loves to embed all kinds of music, almost like something we do on a jukebox, from ancient sounds to modern folk. He has a real skill with choral writing in particular.
Yeah, I find him one of the more significant composers of this century.
Oh, absolutely.
I put him up with Britten and others.
Terrific composer.
Yeah, I've done a lot of his music, and I always come back to it with the same freshness as I would approach a Bach score. You're always learning something new. So that's sort of the compelling factor for a musician.
And he has that deep devotion to so many of the traditional styles. He wrote a Magnificat himself and those beautiful ancient works. O Radiant Dawn, I remember, just the glorious music making.
Yeah, the motets for Advent.
Exactly. And even a Miserere, I believe he wrote himself, just showing his deep devotion as well.
Well, this, you know, when you have a composer that has such staunch adherence to a Catholic faith. And it's informed also with a sort of a social Catholic freedom. All his music, even though it's heavily rooted in the Catholic tradition and influenced with Scottish sounds and all those things, it does reflect the struggles of modern day. And you can hear
Yes.
that in the music. And, you know, as much as we're witnessing the death of one individual, this will resonate with the struggles that goes on in life.
A beautiful way of bringing that to, yes, modern times, the deeply spiritual element of his faith that goes beyond, you know, the metaphors he uses. I just find there's something in his music that's immediately anyone can grasp, whether they're religious or not. There's a deep spirituality, a range of emotion, evocative imagery in so much of his music that can be enjoyed by anyone.
Yeah, Daniel, you're quite right. It has a sort of gritty realism about it. It can soothe and comfort and console, right. And then in a twist, it can be quite violent and weeping and
right.
Very angular. Almost is like Mahler. What we love about Mahler is how in one minute he can be so intimate and quiet
yes.
and singular, and the next minute so massive and global
exactly.
and embracing. And James sort of has that same sort of approach.
Yeah, interesting.
Even though his musical influence is more Messiaen and maybe Berlioz and things, but...
Interesting. Yes, and Mahler being one of those composers who wasn't afraid to show the grit of everyday life into his music, exactly.
Absolutely.
Well, a stunning program. Noel, thank you for giving us just a taste of the power of this program. So much incredible music. James Macmillan, one of the most significant composers of our day, bringing his mega choral orchestral work to Guelph, Seven Last Words from the Cross. That's coming up Good Friday, March 29th, 7 p.m. Mark your calendars. If you'd like to get more information, check out theedisonsingers.com, theedisonsingers.com for more information on this spectacular event. Any closing thoughts, Noel, you'd like to share with us?
I'm looking forward to it.
Enough said, yes.
It's a deep devotional night.
For sure.
We need to get into the zone and it will be remarkable.
I'm certain you will get into the zone with masterworks like these. Thank you for sharing. Good luck with the event. Looking forward to hearing from our listenership, their feedback. It's always a pleasure to get that the day after. All the best and talk soon. Good luck, Noel.
Thanks, Daniel, very much. All the best.
You're very welcome. All the best. Bye-bye.